بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor, Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
The issue of Palestine is the first issue of the world of Islam by Ayatollah Khamenei. Palestine is the land that extends from the river to the sea, not one inch less than that. Of course, it should be noted that through its elected government, the Palestinian people will run the affairs of any part of the Palestinian soil they manage to liberate, just as they did in the case of Gaza, but they will never forget the ultimate goal. The second point is that in order to reach this lofty goal, what is necessary is action, not words. It is necessary to be serious, not to make ceremonial gestures. It is necessary to have patience and wisdom, not engage in a variety of impatient actions. It is necessary to consider horizons that lie far ahead and to move forward step by step with determination, reliance on God, and hope.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
One of the goals of the Islamic Revolution is the liberation of Palestine. October 1st, 2011. Our magnanimous Imam announced that one of the goals of the revolution was to liberate Palestine and to remove the cancerous tumor, Israel. The powerful waves of this revolution, which engulfed the entire world at that time, conveyed this message wherever it reached. Palestine must be liberated. Even the repeated and great problems that the enemies of the revolution imposed on the Islamic Republic of Iran failed to discourage the Islamic Republic from defending Palestine. One instance of the problems that they caused was the 8-year war waged on Iran by Saddam Hussein, who had been goaded by America and England and was supported by reactionary Arab governments. Thus, new blood was pumped into the veins of Palestine. Muslim Mujahid groups started to emerge in Palestine. The Lebanese resistance formed a powerful and a new front against the enemy and its supporters. Instead of relying on Arab governments and seeking help from global organizations such as the United Nations, which were accomplices of the arrogant powers, Palestine started to rely on itself, its youth, its deep Islamic faith, and its selfless men and women. This is the key to all achievements.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done.